Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you may be and chiming in right now. Welcome to today's Entrepreneur with your host, Andrea James. And I must tell you, I'm on cloud 1000. Since our last show, we had technical difficulty last week, so I apologize for those of you who tuned in and you weren't able to hear anything. So in making up for that, I want you now to stop whatever you're doing and reach for a notepad and a pen. And I want to say those two instruments along with your listening and open mind that I want you to have each and every time from now on, that you listen into today's Entrepreneur, because you're always going to come away with something that you didn't have before. So let me first start out by saying thank you for Father God waking me up early this morning in preparation for what he has for me to do today. And it is a wonderful Monday here in Southern California. Mommy, Daddy, ancestors, got an internet radio show. Live your dreams. Never give up. That's what I'm doing. So we're just about at the end of 2016. Can you believe that? 2016. And in 4 years, or very soon 3 years, it's going to be what? 2020. Wow. What is that about? And the guest that we have on this morning is someone that can take us even beyond 2020. And I pay attention now each and every day that I wake up, and throughout the day, who has crossed my path. For what little higher, and I'm very thankful each and every day that I have the opportunity to show up. That's very important. And when you get to a certain point in your life, you realize the things that you did during the day, the week, the month, the year, and where you show up and who shows up, especially if you're a praying person and you just ask that you want better for your life. And recently, this young lady named Bree Walker. Hi, Bree. Bree Cole, if she's on the line. I was at a farmer's market selling my handmade knitted caps, and she stopped by my booth, and we started to talk. And one of the first words that caught my attention was the word entrepreneur. And she had my full attention at that point. I said, okay, my brain started to go off on the right side. And it ended up that she told me about a young man named Thomas T.J. Lofton, T.J. for short. And he is my guest this morning. He is a phenomenal person. TJ creates entrepreneurs, not employees. Wow. That's just, when Bree Cole told me about that, automatically I'm saying to myself, when can I get this guy on my show? And I really like to have him before the end of the year. What a way to go into 2017 with having a lot of your questions answered and know who to go to before the year is out. Today, TJ is going to be discussing land development, gentrification, and business ownership. And again, I ask you from this point on, my listening audience around the world, that whenever you're listening to today's Entrepreneur, just sneaking there, Town Crier is coming, today's entrepreneur, I behoove you to have something to write with and something to write on, even though I'm giving it to you of interest, and you're sharing, you're hearing the sharing story, backstories of my audience. You're going to be coming away with something that you will be able to use, because your time is valuable. My time is valuable. We're all time, all our time is valuable. So it's by no mistake that you're here today. And I want to welcome my special guest for this time, Thomas T.J. Lofton. T.J., are you there?
Yes, I am. Greetings. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome to today's Entrepreneur. I am just blown away. And the fact that I showed up recently and to talk to Bree, and now here you are. It's just a closed mouth don't get fed, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the floor is yours, TJ. Tell us, start that backstory. I'm even taking notes.
The backstory? Okay. Okay, first of all, I'd like to thank you guys for what you're doing. Miss Andrea, I appreciate you having allowing me the platform to talk about things, talk about business and what I'm doing. I believe in you, what you're doing. I want you to continue this and continue to do these great things and offer the same platform to other business owners. So I'm so thankful for you, too.
And I plan to do that. Thank you very much. Well, I know you'll get into the backstory, but wherever you want to start, because I know that there's specific things that you want to talk about this morning. So, I mean, there's no restrictions, but the fact that somewhere in there, you got a backstory to get to where you are, right?
Well, we're going to start from the beginning real fast. I was fortunate enough, you know, I grew up in Compton, California, and the neighborhood I grew up in, it has some very interesting gentlemen who, they came together and decided that we need to build some strip malls with some businesses close to home because of the gang violence. Too many people were getting shot trying to go to the grocery store in the wrong neighborhood, or, you know, it was just a lot of things happening bad. So these guys had the money, and they said, well, they bought like a bunch of land and they built a bunch of different businesses, you know, burger stands. They had one-hour photos. They had barbershops, beauty shops, beauty supply, all the things that we would need. So I was fortunate enough that one of the main guys lived like next door to me, two doors down or something. And I saw a guy going to his house with this long tube, and I asked him, what was that? And he said, oh, those are some blueprints. I'm like, what's blueprints? You know, so fast forward the story. You know, my buddy told the guy to tell me what this is all about. So I was able to, from 9 years old, learn how to read blueprints, to build houses, to build strip malls. I was able to sit in on the discussions on should we buy into a 1 hour photo, 1 hour photo business, or should we create our own? Should we start our own burger company, or should we invest in and buy a McDonald's? You know, I was able to sit in on all those type of conversations and listen to them crunch the numbers and decide. So from 9 to 12 years old, I was a part of that construction project. And, you know, and then on outside of that, when I wasn't hanging out with those guys, it was some other guys. The low-riding culture was very big in the community I grew up in, the city, actually. And, you know, I just happened to grow up among some of the founders or the guys who really made it happen. And they coached me and trained me to be the lowrider guy that I am today. I took that information and ran with it. All the information I got as a youth, you know, I took the positive information and ran with it. And, you know, by the time I was 22 years old, I started building homes in the Antelope Valley. I was building lowriders at the age of 20. I had a business at 20 years old building lowriders and shipping them all around the world. So they call me the Steve Jobs of the low-riding industry because I was the one who really made it a professional business and, you know, just took it to the next level. It started off, it had about 3,000 low-riders. Now there's over 10 million low-riders worldwide and still growing. So
that's something that you cultivated, you started, you created.
No, I didn't create it. I just took it and ran with
it. You tapped into it.
I pushed it. I tapped into it
and took it to the next level.
I saw the things that it did not have, and I continued to strive to get those things to it. You know, we didn't have a national lowriders association. So I was like, I put the tools in place to make that work. We didn't have, you know, when PayPal came out, it made it easier to get our money. So I was the one who brought that to the table. You know, all the different internet websites. I started putting lowriders and lowrider car parts on social media. You know, I was the one who started paying continuously, you know, spending thousands of dollars a month to put lowriding in magazines around the world and put a black presence there. So, you know, I was the one behind the scenes with movies, putting the lowriders in the movies, the videos. You know, I knew a lot of the rappers doing it. I pushed them and continued to tell them that every video should have lowriders in it, you know, and it just really blew up.
Wow, that's very inspiring as well, that you took one of your interests and added it to an industry that's already going, but you got it to the point that it's thriving, to careers, people now have careers, and or have been taught a trade to where
right.
they can tap into an how do you say it? Be a mechanic at a
right.
How do you say it? The places that are out there where you go and get your car tuned up, or even open
right.
up their own business. Wow!
Right,
and that's just
right.
one industry, right?
Right, and
that
then I want to say this really quick. Right, I want to say this
Please.
Really quick. Low riding was a in the backyard, in the garage type of business. You know,
yes,
at
it
my
was.
Home, it was a home based business, so. I was the first black
yes.
person who said, you know what, I'm going to open up a shop on the main street, you know, and go get one of them things called a business license, you know, and I did that, and I pulled a lot of my friends out of the garage and into shops, and, you know, I had to take them down there to get show them what a business license was, show them about this insurance, show them about, you know, commercial leases, and, you know, I figured all that out, and I bought a lot of my friends in it. And then later came back to say, you know what, we spent a lot of money with these tow truck companies. It's time for us to start our own tow truck company. So, you know, then we spent a lot of money shipping cars from back and forth over the East Coast. So it's time for us to buy our own transporters, you know, and start shipping our own cars back and forth. So it was just a lot of things. And now there's a lot of African Americans who own paint shops, tow truck companies, chrome plate. This is a bunch of businesses we own. Tow truck shops, tow truck companies, even repairing them, doing all type of upgrades to tow trucks and transporters and paint shops, mechanic shops. So I heavily push the trades because none of these guys have ever been to college. But all of them learn how to weld. They learn how to do auto mechanics. They learn how to do auto body. They learn how to do auto painting. And all of them, not one of them is having a financially hard time. Every last one of them they're not talking about moving from California. They're all doing very well. You know, that's a high 6 and 7 figure a year business each.
Now, is
but
that
yes,
considered blue collar? Blue collar job?
Blue collar? No, that's not a job. That's a business. These are businesses. Blue collar to me is someone making like $60,000 to $125,000, I would think. But these guys are making, you know, $600,000 and up probably.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe some.
It sounds like white
yeah.
collar, but with a wearing
exactly.
a blue shirt.
yeah, wearing
white
a work
collar.
Shirt.
Right, white collar income, but the blue shirt because they're. Working with their hands, so to speak. So they keep that, they had the blue shirt on over that white shirt to keep the white shirt not dirty. But that's, you make me want to go out and take a class. just keeping my car, what I'm learning, and just the vibe that I'm getting from you. And I know that's just one thing that you do, but that's you know, that's a whole show in itself. Of what I understand, you're retired from that. And,
right.
Wow. Why? Can I ask
right.
you a question about that? Why did you retire from that industry?
Well, and you know, when you're in business and you're the leader of something, you're going to take a lot of flack. you're going to take a lot of pressure from everybody, because people want to take your seat. People want to take the industry in their own direction. So it was just a lot of pressure. You know, I've gotten in trouble over that industry. I gotten arrested, you know, for by false charges on me, for stealing a car. You know, it was just so much pressure to get me out of the spot, that what I was doing. You know, you got a 30-year-old man who was the first person to buy a house in a neighborhood that was all a white neighborhood that never had a black person living there before. You know, judges and doctors and lawyers all up and down the street, captain of the police station across the street, and they had a problem with that. So I just started going through a lot of pressure. And then I've always wanted to be a filmmaker. So when I started having too many problems, I just said, you know what? Actually, it was a divorce. Okay, it was that plus the divorce coming. And that's when I decided, I said, you know what? Let me do something different. So I went to film school, learned how to, I got my director's and producer's certificates or whatever. And I've always
wanted
to
make movies. How long did that take
you? Actually, I had a big time movie guy who retired from film, Dub Sims, and started teaching. So it was like a 2-day film class for people, kind of like advanced class for people who already knew but wanted to learn the, you know, dot the I's across the T's or something. Ask them 50,000 questions in person if you like. So it was kind of like a coaching plus class.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a 2 days, probably 24 hours, because it was 12 hours a day for 2 days.
That's the second direction that you realized that you had bigger, aspirations. It sounds like you've done on-the-job training, so to speak.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sometimes that's the best. I love it.
Yeah.
Where you get right in and get paid for your hobby, but turn it into business. That's a true entrepreneur. And that's what we're talking about today. Subline is creating entrepreneurs, not employees.
Right.
But the subject matter today is creating wealth in 2017. And you're going to wind in there: land development, gentrification, and business ownership. And that's why we might even have to do a part two on this, because whatever you talk about this morning, TJ, is just going to be the tip of the iceberg. And I got part two for everybody. I'm putting it together. So this is where we're supposed to be on this Monday morning. And my guest is the one and only Thomas T.J. Lofton. He creates entrepreneurs, not employees. And I'm just giving you a little free plug there, because I'm so excited with hearing your backstory. Wow. But the fact that you didn't give up on yourself, and if we think about just this past year, the people that are now have had movies made about them that come right from where? The city of Compton. And I believe there's still a black female mayor of Compton.
Yes, yep.
And I lived in Compton for a minute, and I felt the positive vibe while I was there. And I realized that there's some changing gentrification that is not only going on in Compton. I'm just giving people just a snippet of what you're going to be talking about. And if you look up and you're in Compton and you say, okay, there's some people that are here that we didn't see 5, 10, 20 years ago. And I know you're going to lead into that. But that's from restoring cars to putting a new pot of gold in that industry to now a director and with some behind the camera career. Please continue.
Okay, well, I want to finish my I kind of jumped over and forgot one part of it, one big part of it. With the information that I had in development of building those strip malls at, like, you know, young age, I you know, by the time I was 20-something years old, I had so many old cars because I have such a demand for building lowriders and classic cars, restoring those cars, that I would buy them from all around the country, and I started running out of places to keep them, so I moved to Palmdale. I bought some land in Palmdale and started storing my cars on top of that land. And all of a sudden, I ran into not gentrification, but more like development, development of building. It was a building boom there. Because of gentrification in Los Angeles, they were forcing people to move up to Palmdale to more affordable housing. And I was able to identify that early on, which is what I call having the eye of an investor. I identify money being made or about to be made. So when someone approached me about buying my land, you know, and was willing to give me like 200 times more than what I paid for it, I was like, wait a minute, something's going on here. So I ended up, so I ended up remembering that I was a construction guy. I learned that stuff when I was young. So I turned around and I started building houses to, you know, deal with that. And I was able, just like the lowrider industry, I was able to bring in my friends and family members to help them get involved and make some money in real estate. So, and from 2002, and I like to tell people this because it's important that they know, and from 2002 to 2006, I made more money in those 4 years than I made in the whole other 16 years all added up together of being in business. I made more. It was bananas. I say that to say, not bragging, but I say that to say it was because of the gentrification that was going on. They pumped so much money into the economy of people selling their houses. The houses ballooned and skyrocketed, and they started pulling money out and started going buying classic cars, lowriders, bigger homes, you know, adding on to their homes. So it was just raining money. You know, it was just literally raining money. So I was telling everybody, are you guys paying attention to this? I know you're spending money, but are you making any of it? You know, you should be building houses. You should be building cars. You should be doing something to receive that money. And people were like, no, my house got $400,000, but I'm just going to go buy me a new car, you know, stuff like that. But I'm like, you got to get on the receiving end of this and make some of this money, because it's crazy out here. I've never seen this much money being spent before. Everybody who's owned a home has money, you know, and that's where that came from. So now that's how it rolled me into the career that I am now, where I realize that people don't identify things. They don't have the eye of the investor to realize. They get so overwhelmed with spending money, because a lot of people have never had money. So now that they got money, they're going crazy. And I'm like, now I said I'm going to start teaching classes and show people how to benefit from money and show people how to identify opportunity. So I created that class called The Eye of an Investor, you know, because most people don't have a clue.
I don't have a clue. And that's, we see these shows where the real estate broker has found another niche when they flip houses and they make it look so effortlessly, but that's only a small portion of what really goes behind the scenes,
right?
With real estate, land development, and it's not, you got to be really committed with the market going up and down and real estate's interest rates up and down, and there's so much more that we have to learn. And that's for you to have tapped into the sources, creating a very good, I'm sure, income in car restoration. You said, okay, I'm retired from that, and then you take classes and become a certified filmmaker, and now something else. I don't see how you've done it, but I'm in awe. And there again, you're the type of people that I want other people to know about, because you've been given a blessing not in just one area, but in other areas. And at each one of those interval times, you've shared your experiences with other people, that are there for that particular, whether it was cars, film industry, and anything else. You touch the people's lives, and you're have, how do you say, successful tentacles. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart that you do what you do. And one of your slogans is creating entrepreneurs, not employees. Wow, who does that? But you've made it a business too. Very thriving, successful business. So thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
And it sounds like we're at the bottom of the hour. So it's time to take a moment out to give acknowledgement to a station break. So we will return in just a moment. This is today's Entrepreneur, your host, Andrea James, and my special guest today is TJ. Back in just a moment.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, thank you for, if you're still with us, and that something that we have said has caught your attention. Let me just say that put on your calendars, your phones, any of your scheduling device, Monday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or whatever time zone you're in, and plug into today's Entrepreneur, and you will not be disappointed, because I am not, and I want to share this information with you. That's why I have the platform of today's Entrepreneur. Before I forget, if you'd like to be connected to today's Entrepreneur, please text the word TALK to 323-672-4949. Text the word TALK, 323-672-4949. You will get on today's Entrepreneur text list and look for future messages. But today we have TJ, who is creating entrepreneurs and not employees. And he started in the auto industry, lowriders, and then he switched over to filmmaking, and now he's into another segment. So, TJ, welcome back. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to share your backstory on this Monday morning. That's one of the reasons why I do this. So when I have guests such as you from my listening audience who's listening first thing Monday morning at 8 o'clock, usually a lot of people are at work, but if you're looking for work, or you're updating your resume on the internet and you stop by this show, I want you to be inspired. And today, my guest is so inspirational in different areas. And for you to do what you do and learn your purpose and learn why you're here, it's no mistake, TJ, that you're on my show today. And you're the type of people that I want to continue to interview. So my viewing and listening audience can be inspired, and I'm definitely saying that you inspire me. So
oh,
please
thank
continue.
You so much. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So, what happened with me was, I started realizing, like I was saying, I started realizing that people did not have that eye of an investor. And actually, it was my auntie. When I was in Palmdale, I was doing a lot of real estate stuff, and I showed my family members, you know, I helped one of my cousins go from, you know, to, I think she had three houses, just started buying brand new houses, so I turned her on to the game, and she just did very well. And it was her mother, when the market got ready to crash, I told them before it was going to crash. And, you know, a lot of people didn't believe it because they were still pulling $300,000 and $400,000 equity out of their houses and making money. And I'm like, okay, it's time to stop. And they're like, what? No. You know, like, dude, stop while you can. You know, but it's hard to convince someone that's making money. So basically I told them, to some classes about creating wealth in real estate, because TJ stopped teaching. He wasn't teaching us no more. He wasn't helping them, you know. And she got mad after she took the class. I think she paid this money, and she said, "You should be teaching these classes." And I'm like, "Why?" She said, "They're talking about flipping, and they didn't say anything about building houses. They didn't say anything about that you taught us." And I was like, "What? How could they? What were they teaching?" They said, "Oh, just how to sell your house." I'm like, "Oh, wow. So how much was the class?" She said, $14,000. I said, "What?" So she gave me a DVD, and I said, "How much are the DVDs?" She said, "Oh, they're $1,000 for this of how to flip a house, 10 DVDs.
No
I was
way.
Like, you should be making these DVDs. And then she gave me the DVD. I was like, "Are you kidding me? They've paid $1,000 for this?" And then all of a sudden, it's like a 10-disc set. And I'm like, "Okay, just for some information." I'm like, "I can do that." So I made one DVD to help people. I said, "You know what? I'm going to make a DVD, sell it for like 30 bucks or something, 20 bucks, just to help people, give them the information, because I can't be everywhere." So I turned around and made my DVD. You know, of course, I'm not going to start today and be, boom, I'll get 14 grand. So I had to start from the bottom.
Right.
You know, like, TJ's selling DVDs and classes. They're like, "Who's TJ?" You know, like, no. So I started at the bottom, and someone told me, so I made my DVD. I had an audio and a video, and, you know, I went around and videotaped all the things that I was doing, the things that I've seen, and people were building houses. I just kind of walked people through what was going on, and I said, "I'm going to start selling it." So one of my friends said, "Oh, you should go to Lamar Park and sell it there. It's free. You can, you know, set up a table and all of that." And I'm like, "Where's Lamar Park at, you know?" So anyway, fast forward the story, I went to Lamar Park, and I started selling the DVDs, and all of a sudden people were like, "Hey, well, this is deep. We need you to come talk about this." I'm like, "Huh?" I'm like, "Yeah, come tell us about this DVD, you know?" And the next thing you know, I find myself speaking in different places, going to schools, going to nonprofits, going to office buildings, and just lecturing on business, you know? And I was like, "Wow, y'all gonna pay me to come tell you about this?" And it was just, oh, so many doors was opening up. Next thing you know,
can you just hold that thought right there? Because I know, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but this is very important. For those who want to call in and ask TJ questions, or if you want him to come and speak at your function or in front of your group, please dial 866-510-9025. Hit the star key, the star key twice. You will go into the queue, and my side person behind the scenes, Scotty Reed, he will acknowledge you by calling out your area code, and you'll be unmuted. So please call in 866-510-9025. Put that on your notepad, because I know from now on people want to call in. That's one of the ways, TJ, if the people have questions or want to chime in or even give their testimony of how you have changed their life, we welcome those people as well. That's what this platform is, not only for the entrepreneurs to share their backstory, but the people that have, say, for example, used your service or came to your seminar or bought one of your DVDs and you changed their lives. I want those people to also call in and give their testimony. And one more time, 866-510-925. Go ahead, TJ. Thanks for waiting.
Okay, so it just, so many doors started opening up. People were saying, so people started inviting me to think tanks. Like, I sat on a think tank at the LAUSD school district on how do we save our black children, and, you know, what's going on and what can we do to help save the situation of stopping this prison, school-to-prison pipeline stuff, you know, stopping the dropout, et cetera. So they had me come in and sit down and talk about, you know, I told them about entrepreneurship and business and putting the trades back in the schools, that I only had a mechanics. You know, I graduated from high school, and all I really knew about was working on cars, so that's what I did. So fast forward the story, I realized that the need of me teaching stuff, because I realized I'm not going to be able to convince all these people to start putting the trades back into the schools fast enough. So that's what I decided, to start creating my own classes. And I I've been finding so many opportunities and platforms. Like, for example, set up the website, thomastjlofton.com. And I started giving webinars. I started training classes. I have 9 DVDs out currently. I'm working on maybe several more. And, you know, I just start doing a lot of classes. So, I also started coaching people who are working on projects. So, you know, people come to me and say, TJ, I got some money. I want to open up my own brand of restaurant. So I go out. I help people find the location. I help them find the materials to start the business and get it going. I help them with the advertising. You know, I'm well versed in business, so I find myself doing so many different things that I never thought I'd be doing. I didn't even know they had businesses that do these things. It's like people don't really know. They kind of want you to hold their hand. So basically, I got a lot of people calling me for coaching. You know, they just want someone to ask questions to, because honestly, entrepreneurship is a lonely role. Meaning, if you're coming from, like, for example, from a city that doesn't, if you have a family that in your group, your people that you're hanging with, they don't have businesses, they're all employees, then all of a sudden you decide you want a business, you're going to be lonely, because your whole circle does not have a business mindset. So when you have questions, you're not going to have anyone to talk to. So I gave that platform to where people can hire me for coaching, and they can call me and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. And I turn around and be like, oh, this is why you want to do this and how you can do it, and here's some phone numbers. Tell them TJ sent you. Or I tell them, no, you don't want to do that because this is why. Here's a website. Here's an article. Here's a this, you know, and here's my buddy. He went through that, and here's his number. Matter of fact, I'll three-way him. So, you know, it's just giving back to 30 years, I think, of information and guiding people in the right direction, because especially with this new presidency, things are changing fast. So therefore, it's putting people in a different situation. If you're not prepared to live in society, then a lot of people are not going to make it. And as a matter of fact, California is in the process of filing a state of emergency for homelessness. And they also stopped the construction workers from building because it was pushing the prices up. When the housing prices go up so expensive, then the mortgages become expensive. And when the mortgages become expensive, the rent becomes expensive. So when the rent becomes expensive, then you got people who cannot afford to live anymore in a home. So this is when I started teaching these classes. So actually, I have a class coming up tomorrow in Los Angeles, California, at the Healthy African American Families, and I'll be talking about society, what's going on, and solutions. It's entitled my tour. I have a tour that I'll be doing. It's called the Communication Tour, and it's Real Solutions for Black America. So I really tell people what's going on, how they do it, and how they go about it. So, and also, I have a lot of people who saying, well, I have the money, I don't know what to do with it, TJ. What can I do? Can you help me? Do you know of any? Should I invest in this? Should I invest in that? And I'm like, no. They're like, well, everybody's telling me to invest in this stuff, this stock market. I'm like, no, you don't even understand it, so don't be listening to something that you don't understand. You know, do things that's simple to you that you do understand, like real estate, simple. You see a house, you see someone needs to live in that house, and you can charge them rent. You can make money off of them. You buy it for $100, you put $10 in to fix it up, and all of a sudden it's worth $500 or something like that. You know, that's simple stuff. And so, anyway, I started teaching these classes, and I even turned around and started creating investments for people. You know, people are taught to go invest in stocks, but I'm like, hey, we got all these future rappers running around here. We got potential Kendrick Lamar's running around here, and he needs $500 studio time. He needs, you know, we got up-and-coming filmmakers that need a $500 movie camera. You know, we got a guy who needs help with a documentary, like, for example, myself. So, you know, we need to be investing in our community. So tomorrow, in fact, I'll be presenting some investments. So people say, we like what you're doing. We've been following you. Do you have any investments? I say, yes, I do. You know, do you need any help with some stuff you're working on? I'm like, I'm a filmmaker. I always need help, you know. Filmmakers always need money for films. You know, I mean, working on, so anyway, I'm working on some documentaries. You know, I have one with Dr. Sabi. You know, I spent some time with Dr. Sabi, so I'm working on a documentary about it. So then I also have one about Leimert Park coming out, and I have one about my life story. So I would like to see the community benefit from that and participate in that. And I also have some real estate investment stuff that I'm working on. I need some people to help with that. And I have a tour. You know, people see my tour. My tour is really good because the information is needed. So I have a lot of people saying, we want to bring you to our town, but we're trying to figure out how to get the money to get you out here because we need to hear what you're saying. And, hey, we can afford to spend, you know, $20, $30 for you to come out, but we just don't have your feet. So I'm like, you know what? I put together some investments to where people can afford to come in and invest in these tour dates. So, for example, if I can get 300 people in Chicago that wants to hear me speak at $30 a piece, that's a great investment. So, you know, people put up the money for my plane ticket, my hotel, my rental car, for the facility that I'll be renting to give the event, and for the advertising, and I split the proceeds with them. And that allows me to do, you know, maybe 50, 60 cities in a matter of months. And then it allows others to reap the benefits from it, from those tour dates, you know, because we need the information to get out. If I was a gangster rapper, I'd probably have a 600 city tour, you know, but because I got positive information, you know, it's kind of difficult for people to get money for that. But now, like I said, I have a lot of people who's interested in the investments.
There again, you have taken, you showed up many years ago, and you put two and two together, and now you've tapped into some very lucrative industries. Right. I can't wait for your book to come out. Can't wait for the movies. And you have not one time gave an excuse as to or let anything stop you. Just said, well, gee, I want to do this. I'm going to do
Ms. James,
that over there. Let me come back over here. And you haven't stopped. So the fact that you do what you do and not only share it.
We have a caller.
And inspire. Oh, please, welcome. Who's calling in this morning? And thank you for tuning in.
Area code 423, do you have a question or comment? You are on Today's Entrepreneur with Andrea James.
Yes.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
We are blessed and highly favored. Who do we have the pleasure of having on the phone, on the call?
My name is Jerry, calling from Chattanooga. And I had a couple of questions. Y'all was talking about the gentrification, and further along in the interview, I heard Mr. Lofton talking about real estate. Well, with the gentrification of like Southern California, Brooklyn, and even close to where Mr. Scott is at in South Carolina, with all of these people, is there any kind of way that, what would you do if you had a chance to speak with them to help them with their, because it's tax repo, basically, where they're getting their houses put up on a tax sale. What type of information would you give those people to help them out with their situation?
Well, when you say they're getting their houses put up on tax sale, that means they're not paying their taxes correctly?
Yes, sir.
So,
well, I think it's the same thing that you were saying, like in California, to where they're being overcharged because they're building more expensive buildings in their neighborhoods, therefore the taxes are going up and they can't afford it.
Right. Okay, so that goes back to making money. We need to start making money and pay these taxes. So I offer a solution for that. It's time for us to start businesses. You know, I see people going to work every day. You know, we got people working at Walmart. We got people working at all these different places. I think almost 80% of the people that have jobs are only making less than $1,500 a month working their jobs, it seems like. And then I look at, I know a lot of people who are sitting at home selling products on the internet, making $3,000 a month, or becoming vendors and selling things on the corner, and making $100 a day. They got, every time I talk to someone, they say, if I can make $100 a day, I'm okay. I don't go home until I make $100. Well, $100 a day is $3,000 a month. So anyway, to answer your question, I help people start businesses. I manufacture some car parts and some rain gutters and cylinder mounts for the classic car industry. So I do distribution. I sell people, I let them sell those parts and create an income for them. And just like my classes, people sell my DVDs, they sell my classes and make a profit off of it. So if you know people who are interested in education and want to learn how to make more money or want to pull themselves out of that situation, they promote my classes. So for example, if I have a class that's going for $1,000, you know, I pay commissions on those classes of say a few hundred bucks or something. You know, so we have to start looking and starting into starting businesses. In fact, we have no choice because those, like you said, the development is coming. They're raising the tax bases. They're raising the rent. So an average job working at McDonald's or a Walmart, or if you're making less than $100,000 nowadays, you're not going to be able to afford to live in most cities. So it's all about entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Thank you, Colin.
I have one more question, if you will.
Go right ahead.
Now, the reason I know about the tax sales and stuff, because that's a business that I was looking to go into, and I got me a LLC to be able to purchase those homes and have them up under the LLC instead of up under my name. My question is like you said, it's always most problems start with the finances. So I was listening to a program under Scotty, and what he made me realize is that with me having this LLC is that I had the ability to go into wholesale sites and purchase items for a lot less than I normally would. Now, what my question is, would it be smart for me to open another LLC up under retail since my initial one is up under real estate, or should I just sell those pieces on my own?
I think you should. I mean, honestly, I can't just give that advice because I don't know your situation. You know, I usually charge people for a consultation and sit down and, you know, find out exactly what you're doing. But personally, you know, I don't think that is necessary to, you know, form an LLC right off the top, because a lot of times people don't know how, and it costs them money to go do that. So you got people charging $1,500 to form a corporation or LLC, and that's the same $1,500 they could have went out and bought a couple of houses with.
Right.
You know, so I always tell people, start small, you know, but we're being promoted. I notice we are being promoted to go out and spend thousands of dollars on getting ready to start a business, and that's what keeps people from actually starting the business, because they don't have the thousands to start the business. But yet the business costs $500 to start, hypothetically speaking. So,
well, that's a lot of information to share, and I just say that because we have maybe 3 minutes. And caller, I welcome your call. We appreciate all calls, and for those people who are silent today, hopefully you were too busy taking notes that you couldn't call in. But TJ, I just want to say now that we have to have another show.
Miss James, you have about 8 minutes left. We got started kind of late because of my issues, so you got 8 minutes.
Great. Okay. Great.
Jerry, were you finished?
He's already got me trained to a certain time period that we have to acknowledge. So great, we have a little bit more time then. All right. Do we have any other callers? If not, TJ, I want you to. I don't know if you talked a little bit about the business ownership.
We do have another caller. We have someone from California, Miss Yolanda. Did you have a question?
I do have a question. Good morning. And Mr. Lofton, first of all, thank you, Andrea. You've got a lot of information that you're disseminating this morning, and it sounds to be good information. So I'm really glad and thankful that it's out there. Yeah, I'm glad that it's out there. Is this Mr. Lofton?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I wanted to... Groovy. How are you?
Groovy.
I wanted to ask you, you mentioned your manufacturing, and you manufacture car parts.
Correct.
Correct. Do you manufacture in Southern California?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What do you know what the percentages are for manufacturing in the black community? And when you talk to individuals about going into a business, is it usually a service business, or is it a manufacturing business, or what types of businesses do you recommend?
Well, I recommend manufacturing. If you go on my Facebook page, my Instagram, everything is under thomastjlofton.com, on Instagram, thomastjlofton, and you'll see that's all I talk about is manufacturing, because manufacturing creates businesses. It creates jobs. You know, and also my email, if anyone has a question, is loft10productions@yahoo.com. That's L-O-F-10 productions with an S, yahoo.com. But fast forward the story. I tell people to start businesses and start manufacturing things, because when you manufacture things, you create jobs. People wanted to know, why did I teach so many people how to start businesses and tell them what I was doing? Because I became a manufacturer and I needed someone to sell all my parts. So I directly helped over 100 people start businesses and indirectly helped over 1,000. And the reason why is because they were all selling my lowrider parts. And that's why they called me the Steve Jobs, because I would always come up with ideas of new things to sell. So it was the products that I made my real money on. So I don't know the percentages that you're looking for, but I do know if we had 1% of black America manufacturing products, the other 99 would all have jobs. It's that kind of wealth in it.
Okay.
I have a question.
Can I answer your question, Yolanda?
I have a question.
Yes.
Just a moment, Rakeem. Just a moment. Let Ms. Williams finish, then we'll come to you next. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so you do suggest that people go into a manufacturing business. And does it,
yes.
Do you recommend one particular type of business or just anything that they think they can manufacture?
Well, everybody has some type of trade that they specialize in. People have good jobs or jobs where they're selling a whole lot of something and they have an improvement for that something. So if you have that something that you know and it's a good idea, I recommend you manufacture it yourself instead of giving it away. But for me, what I love is I love the car industry, because that's a place where there's unlimited amounts of money. So that's why I recommend a lot of people go into the car aspects of it. I also have a couple of DVDs out and a webinar on manufacturing on my website at thomastjlofton.com that you can buy. And once you see that, it breaks down manufacturing, gives you some resources, places. It talks about manufacturing from top to bottom. So that'll be a great DVD to pick up. And other than that, it's just the auto industry is a booming industry. The housing industry is a booming industry. So if you manufacture products in those two, you will become very wealthy, without, hands down.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. I was doing something on Facebook. You said real estate. What's the other one? Manufacturing?
Manufacturing. I have a webinar on manufacturing on my DVD. And I have a webinar DVD on sale on my website, and I also have another a DVD on manufacturing basic. But I have webinars that I give throughout the month. I'm about to schedule more. I have a webinar on manufacturing because, like I said, if we can get 1% of black America to become manufacturers in any type of product, then the other 99 would all have jobs. It's that simple.
Then that's something that I would definitely like to help see that we can do and push it beyond the 1%. But that's just something you put out in the universe, and it's easily done.
Ms. James, we have I'm sorry.
For us to be able to continue to network with people like yourself, TJ, and other, how do you say it, open-minded people, because this is where we are. And we are some phenomenal thinkers, inventors. Our money, when we pull our money together, we are a powerful, powerful force, along with our spirituality and our faith. It's
Andrea, we had another question. Someone had a question.
Okay, sure. Go right ahead. Welcome, caller.
Hi. My name is Rakeem from Black Trade.
Good morning, Rakeem, my team. Good morning. Yeah. Welcome to the show. And he texted me and said he was listening.
Thank you very much, Mr. TJ. I have a very short question. You know, there are a lot of brothers out there coming out of jail. What kind of opportunities do you think you can offer to these brothers and sisters coming out of jail?
Well, that's a brilliant question. I'm glad you asked it. Over the last 20 years, a lot of my friends who went to jail for selling drugs. And what a lot of people don't realize is if they're selling a product, that makes them an entrepreneur. So I recommend they go back into entrepreneuring, but start a different product. Get rid of the illegal products and start selling a good product, a business product, like my DVDs or car parts, things like that. But what I've done for all my friends that came out of prison, I helped them start businesses. For example, I have friends who come out of jail for stealing cars. Well, guess what? That guy knows a lot about cars. If you're going to steal a car, you got to know a lot about it. So I got them into lowrider shops, and now where they would go to jail for stealing cars and stripping the cars down and taking Escalade, Cadillac Escalade front ends off of Escalades and converting them and putting them on Chevy Tahoes and making that an Escalade truck, I turn around and put those people pay good money for that stuff legally. So I legalize those same people. So I got car thieves have auto shops. I have graffiti guys. They're painting cars. They're doing murals on trunks of lowriders now, making six figures and seven figures a year. I have people who are doing just anything. They have people who go to jail for stealing stuff or selling drugs. They have entrepreneur mindsets. So I give them legal products and recommend entrepreneurship and continue the things that they were doing. You can be the same person. I just give them the option. So I got another DVD on my Facebook page, on my website. It's called a $2 junkyard education, meaning there is so many businesses that come out of the junkyard, and all you have to do is pay the $2 to get into a junkyard, and you walk through there and spend a whole day in a junkyard. You will learn so much, and you will realize that fender at the dealer is $800, but I can buy it here for $25. I can buy it. My sister needs a fender. I can go sell it to her for $500 and make $475 profit, and then charge her to put it on. So I recommend that DVD for people. With all my DVDs are designed to teach people about entrepreneurship, different ways that things that they don't know about. All my webinars teach people things about businesses that we don't know about. So go to my website at thomastjloftin.com, and you will see a host. I have 9 DVDs on there of different business opportunities that we need to know about to make money without degrees, without going to college, without having a lot of money. And I think they're online. They're $36. Go ahead.
TJ, I call you the entrepreneurial guru. That's your new title, for some concern.
They call me the business guru, now the entrepreneur.
What do you think about that?
I love it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, see, when I hear people like you talk, my mind just starts going off. As they come to me, I think that's a wonderful tagline. And if you want to change or put that also to what you do, entrepreneur guru, when you think about it, about Andrea James. Today is entrepreneur.
Well,
and I really want to stay connected to you because you're just more than a plethora of information. We have to have a part two because you're just getting people's appetites lit. And I know that they're going to want more. to the point that let's talk offline.
Oh, no, we don't have another question. We're at the end of the program.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just want to say that thank you, TJ. If you have any last words before we sign off.
Oh, yes. I would like for everyone, all the callers, to please go on to my Facebook page. I have a couple of them. Go to my business page. I do a lot of webinars. I do a lot of workshops. So please follow me on social media at Thomas TJ Lofton, L-O-F-T-I-N Lofton. And, you know, just follow me. Go on to my website and sign up for the mailing list, because I put out a lot of great business opportunities that we need to know about, because 2017 is going to be very interesting and there's going to be a lot of people out of work. So we got to start our own businesses. So I promote entrepreneurship solutions in 2017. Everybody knows the problem. I offer all the solutions, and go to my website and you will find all of them.
Well, that's one of the things, reason why. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, TJ. Thomas TJ Lofton, for being a phenomenal guest. We have to have a part two. We will have a part two. And when you're getting ready to host or have your next event here in Southern California, I definitely want you on so people can know where you are. So for those who have tuned in today, I'm sure you got an earful, and just know that there will be a part two. You cannot get this information crammed all in 60 minutes. And in closing today, we're coming up on the end of the year. Two more weeks will be Christmas and then New Year's in 2017. And the subject today was creating wealth in 2017. And I want to leave you with this. Breaking chains of poverty, creating bonds of prosperity. Stay in the black financially by any legal means necessary. Stay tuned. We'll be back again. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
And this is Scotty. Thank you.